Heat Check Radio. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen. God, I love that intro so much. June 27th. 2019, baby. Heat Check Radio. We back. I am Manny Moe, your host. As always, holding down the fort with my lovely co-host, the one and only ATX Honey B.
What's going on, Manny Moe? How you feeling today?
I'm high, love. I'm doing good. I'm
happy, you know, June 27th.
I'm surviving. I got my purple hat on and everything. Everything's just a little slowed down today.
Hello, baby.
Everything's you're a little chilling. Slower today. Everything's a little slower today. You know what I'm saying, man? Shout out to my girl. Yup, that's her on the ones and twos, bringing us in all nice and crispy.
Hey, hold up.
Yo, you are a little too low energy for me right now today. We need to get her like a shot of something.
I was trying to hand her this drink, though.
I'm just like, damn.
Okay.
Hot girl summer.
All right, come on, Saichi.
I was thinking like a wheatgrass shot or something. Y'all some
hot girl summer.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, man.
Give me one of those while you at it, though.
Vibe around here.
Oh, man. As always, we're recording live out of Black Mirror Go Pro Studio. Shout out to my brother KB behind the boards. MIA right now, but it's fine. He's enjoying. He's living his life, you know, as you should. Shout out to intern Saichi, of course, always holding us down, making sure everything sounds all right.
Love,
appreciate you. My large adult son. Love that guy. Shout out to Big Satch. We got some music from Satch actually tonight too, man. As we do all every week, we have music from a lot of dope independent artists. A lot of dope submissions we've been getting in this email inbox. So I'm psyched to go through it with y'all. Also in the building this week, we have a dope artist, somebody who's been featured on the show before. Also, my man Peach Capiche.
What it do?
How you doing, bro?
What it do, baby?
Peach Capiche.
I'm going to put on for your Raptors real quick.
In the building, in the flesh. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I appreciate y'all having me. It's a blessing. Y'all are good people here.
Thank
love
you,
that y'all
we
put me on the spin
it.
Before I even knew who I was. I even came here yet. So
hey, bro.
It's all love from above.
We got to show love, man. You know, you got to take care of the people that you see yourself in. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of independent artists out here. A lot of people are doing a lot of dope shit. So I just think of us as another outlet to kind of shine light on that, you know?
Support.
Shout out to you, too.
Yeah, man. There's not enough people out here kind of putting that light on this stuff, man. There's a lot of dope shit going on that's under the radar a little bit. So
yeah.
Definitely want to put some people on, you know what I mean? But, Peach, we're excited to talk to you, man. Listen to some more of your music, some of this new stuff you've been dropping.
Yeah.
Sound of fire.
Kind
of
come hot with it all summer, baby.
I'm excited for that, man. I'm definitely excited to hear more about that, too, man. But before we do that, we're going to jump into a little bit of what we got going on this weekend because, of course, we are all very talented people who do a lot of stuff and have a lot of busy schedules.
So much talent.
ATX Honey B, what do you got going on this weekend?
Honestly, I don't have anything going on this weekend. I'm chilling.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I might actually, you know, get out and do something, go to events instead of me hosting whatever.
Honey B gets a day off.
I know, it's exciting. It's That's supposed incredible. To be hot this weekend too. Might hit the river.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that.
We've been trying to do like a radio station tubing trip for a while now. Shout out to my big brother.
What's going
KB
on,
back
KB?
There, AKA Michael B. Jordan Jr. with the little braids. Yeah. He's the best. All right, fine. I liked it better when you weren't in the room. Never mind. Get out of here. Thank you, man.
I see a lot of stuff going on this weekend, though, Manny Mo. What you got going?
Man, I am in the mix, as always, man. So I'm in the mix this weekend tonight at Thirsty Turtle for Throwback Thursday. Going to be playing a lot of Houston stuff, obviously, June 27th. Got to show some love, DJ Screw. Absolutely, man. And tomorrow night, I'll be in the mix at Bululu. It's Mexican night, guys. So I'm gonna be real with you. If you don't like cumbias and like corridos and norteño and banda and bucanas,
you don't even know what any of that means.
Yeah, you probably won't like it then.
You still throwing hips. You still throwing ass.
Hey, we still dancing. Hey, dancing and drinks is pretty much the common denominator there. So yeah, I'm out there in Killeen at Bululu, and I'm also there on Saturday doing a lot of reggaeton shit. That's Sábado de Perreo. So that's a whole lot of hard-hitting reggaeton shit, old-school reggaeton, new reggaeton, just booty-shaking stuff, period. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. We're going in all weekend long, of course. And then, like, Sixth Street during the week and shit, you know. You know how we do. Just exciting things. I get to play Old Town Road and stuff for these people, so. Yo, I can't. I'm never going to complain about being a DJ, though, because I would much rather show up and DJ than have to work in an office job any day. Yeah, any day. Blessed, absolutely, man. But speaking of music, let's go ahead and jump into some music right now. So the first artist we have of the night, this is my man Vintage J. He just dropped a project called A Kid from Runberg. He is from Northside ATX. Shout out to Northside Stand Up. This joint is featuring my man Teddy the Legacy as well.
He was on like show Teddy. Months back. Yeah.
Everybody loves
shout
Teddy.
Shout out to Teddy.
My boy.
Everybody loves Teddy. Let's be real.
That
everybody
boy
loves
funny
Teddy.
As fuck. I fuck with him. So
we love Teddy, man. Shout out, yeah, and shout out to Teddy the Legacy, and also featuring the bio. This joint right here is called Hello Hello on the Heat Check. Let's get it.
Hello Hello Hello. I'm on a different level. I think I lost my conscience. Your love, I gotta let go. Hello, hello, hello. I'm on a different level. I think I lost my conscience. Your love, I gotta let go. Hello, hello, hello. I'm on a different level. I think I lost my conscience. Your love, I gotta let go.
Stacking my hands, not making no friends. Me and my family, we good on the scene. Lay out the friend and put down a blue face. Them all the moves we making. Fuck all these niggas, they talking about drips. Stacking the bread and making it flip. Get you a quarter or get you a zip. Staying down till I make me a meal. You really don't even know how I feel. Yesterday I got the wrong call. All of my peas and my dogs gone. Damn, I took another L again. Lost after loss, now it's time to win. Put down the guns and pick up the pen. Most of you rappers just be full of shit. Robbing and killing don't get you nowhere. I'm out in the jungle, I'm taking a risk. Taking this pain, I'm not living in fear. My heart has been froze, now I'm taking it slow. You lost on this road, I ain't lost on this road. Do you a map, show you where to go? Do you a map, show you where to go? I really don't even know where to go. Really don't even know where to go, damn.
They tell me dumb it down, reaction slow. How many times can death come traumatized and let it go? How many lines can I push these rhymes at a time, knowing crime rate is at a rise? And I wish it all declined before I self-destruct. I'm geeked up counting blessings. I know my message. They said I killed him with assault and deadly weapon. I severed the hearts of many women. Give a fuck about the consequences. Long as I'm with God, I know the right decisions. Casualties come hunting me, I'm looking at some pictures. My mama said, boy, you not an ordinary nigga. Dreams are getting big, I had to think of figures. I had to redefine, I had to keep the vision, Lord.
Long as I'm running the run, I'm always on the go, though. I can't let the devil in, I'm rolling by my solo. Focus on the music and you worry about the hoes, though. Time to wait on nobody, I gotta feed my girl, bro. All these lucid dreams got my vision moving slow-mo. Popping bottles in the club, I'm posting with my bro, so. He left you for a different bitch, I'm sorry, that's a lie, girl. Wish you come and test my hood, I put that on the north, bro. Yeah, I put that on the north, bro. Yeah, I put that on the north, bro.
And we're back with the Heat Check, y'all. That was Vintage J with Hello Hello featuring Teddy the Legacy and the bio. All right, y'all. So here's what we're going to do. Now, for y'all that are just now tuning in, we're going to go around the room, rate each song on a scale of 1 to 5 flaming emojis. All right?
Yeah. All flaming. Like hot Cheetos, but not edible.
Like the extra ones or just the normal ones?
No, like the really hot ones that'll like burn a hole in your stomach. Supposedly.
The extra hot ones, extra the one hot, that's black and
the black
orange.
Bag.
You're not supposed to eat a lot of those.
I haven't even tried one, and I like hot food.
Just like I love Mexican people. Like I love Mexican everything. To be honest with you, like just
I say
everything.
Some tacos,
okay. Everything.
Tacos over
period.
Hot Cheetos.
But it's amazing because like I have Mexican nieces and nephews, and they'll like be eating like these crazy hot. Like candy, Mexican candies and stuff, dude. I'm just
the
they're trained. Yeah, they're just trained like from
whole
a young age.
Stomach
so
mine just gone.
Spice, the spice. Yeah, man. Yeah. So we need the spice, obviously, here on the Heat Check every single week, man. So we're gonna rate that joint. Who are you gonna throw it to first?
Let's throw it to our intern Sachi.
Ooh, Sachi didn't even have a mic tonight. He's
hey,
getting in
up?
On this
Sachi,
one. I like
baby.
It. What it do, baby?
Wasn't prepared to do this, but I'll say a 4. I really liked it. I dug the vibes. I was saying earlier during break while we were listening to it, it kind of reminded me of like skate video music. like chill skate video music where they're just kind of flowing, not doing crazy drops and stuff like that, but just, you know, going through the streets.
It was in
like
that Jonah Hill movie, I think. That's where I heard
it
first.
Yeah, yeah, mid-90s.
I heard that was actually a really bad movie. I never saw it.
What? No,
so
it was
really
a
you
good
liked
movie,
it?
Dude. It was really
I gotta
good.
See it. He's like,
yeah.
He's
no. Yeah.
Yeah. The skateboard community seems to be behind it. Okay.
Dug the vibes, and I'm usually not a slow type of music type of not slow, but I don't normally listen to more chill type of music, but I dug it.
Okay, that's what's up. How many? Oh wait, how many did you give him flame emojis?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Bet. All right, man. Peach, you next, bro. What you thinking? 1 to 5 flame emojis.
Yeah, I come from that community, though. Like, just what you're saying, that skateboard community, I felt that, too. I felt like a Lupe Fiasco kind of flow on, like,
yes,
kick push type
thinking.
Shit. I'm going to give it a 4-2. I really liked the vibe. I felt it super hard. Shout out my boy Teddy the Legacy one time. And shout out the artist that made the song, too. I guess that was a feature from Teddy. But, yeah, that was dope. I was head bobbing, like, the whole time, so I really fuck with that shit.
Okay, very
good. I like the vibe like that. I'm with that. I'm normally into that shit, so yes.
DJ Yup, that's her.
I give it a 5 as well. I don't know if you gave it a 5, but I give it a 5.
Shit, I'm gonna give it a 5.
I don't think there's been a 5 given.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, 5. No, I actually like the song. It gives me a kick push type of vibe too, like Lupe. Yeah. Like that's exactly what I thought about. I liked how the song started off. Like it's very well executed.
Yeah. Very, very chill vibes. Yeah. Honey B.
I give it a 4. Like everybody was saying, it's a chill vibe. And it's, again, that's something I can pop in the radio, you know, on the radio while I'm
riding
in the car. Exactly, mm-hmm. Ride into it. So I give it a 4.
1 out of 5, y'all.
It's
just trying to figure out.
Well, I'll tell you what. It started as a 4 for me, and then when he made the Lupe Fiasco comparison, everything just kind of clicked right there. And that was like one of my favorite.
I feel like I changed my opinion too.
That was one of my favorite eras, like in hip hop period. I really fell in love with things back then. I mean, he was like my favorite, and then he just kind of fell off for me for some reason. I don't know, but
bro, they fit whatever that pocket they were in. They fit it.
Yeah,
it was amazing. They did their thing on it. They did their thing on it, straight up.
My man Sash knows what he's talking about. That good, that
shout
good
out
stuff.
Sashi one time.
That old school. Those Lupe mixtapes, man. Those were some of my favorites ever, man. Honestly, Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, dude, that was my joint. Revenge of the Nerds 1 and 2, 1 and 2, baby. But yeah, I give it a 5. It went up to a 5 after the comparison for me, man. I dig
it
a lot.
I'm saying, baby.
I fuck with Vintage J
shout
a lot,
out
man.
Both y'all.
Nice, like it's good to see a young Latino brother out here doing things, dropping music, working on stuff. Yeah, he's a young Mexican bro. Yeah, shout out to my man Vintage J. Again, he just dropped that EP. Make sure to go check it out. A Kid from Runberg is available on all platforms.
Man,
shout out to my dog.
Stand up.
Yeah. Where they got them good tacos at.
Where?
Runberg?
They got all the characters off. They dead ass.
Where?
Have good
tacos. Which ones?
They really do.
You're literally asking which ones?
At the Conoco.
At the Advanced Auto Parts.
Isn't
by
that the one with that thick green salsa?
Like right by,
they pour right
by
over
183?
The parking lot of Sports Kingdom.
Okay, just tell me Sports Kingdom. I'm
hit.
Good. I'm straight. I'll go to Sports Kingdom. Sounds like a place I should be anywhere.
I got to get some gear anyway, bro. Yeah. You never been to Sports Kingdom? They sell like, what do they sell at Sports Kingdom? They sell a lot of Dickies. It sells a shitload of Dickies, like airbrush, lowrider shirts.
Airbrush.
Look, man, I don't make the rules. I just, I think it's because they sell knockoff like NFL hats and shit. That's why. it all clicked right
there
for me.
They got Dickies, then you expect me to know sports.
Listen, man, I don't make up their inventory, man. I just shop there a couple times. I just enjoy the discounts.
At Sports Kingdom.
You could go get like some crazy long tube socks over there or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some some big ass white tees. Guys, who watched the BET Awards?
I did.
I saw a part of it.
I feel like this was the best one in a long time.
Really?
I was mad because I fell asleep and missed the Nipsey Hussle tribute.
That it was beautiful. And everybody think his mom is crazy, but she's not crazy. She just was letting everybody know
that she was okay
with, you know what I'm saying? She was at peace.
Spiritual woman, right?
Spiritually, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her spirit was, it was okay. Like, she was letting everybody know, I'm not upset. My spirit, his spirit.
I totally feel that though. Because people
like, she's crazy, and it's like, no, she's not crazy. She just talk a different way.
You think part of being spiritual is being like just like super stoned?
She woke as fuck though. She do be sounding high though.
Just like being ridiculously
but she's
high.
Super woke though. I feel it. Everything makes sense now.
It all makes sense now. But no, that's good. I'm glad you watched it, because I did not watch. Oh,
man.
I was not watching. But I saw the Twitter sphere was popping, yo. I'm on Twitter, so I see that shit. I'm like, damn, BT.
Yeah. You know, it was nigga shit, because people was all up in the cameras and shit. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. People all up in the screen. It was a lot of nigga shit. Bro. It was. Yeah,
so
it was real.
Like, Shook, all up in the video. Come to death, bro. That's what you did.
Son of Bam definitely just did. He did that.
He did.
Oh, my God.
Look. That little skit was hilarious.
They did that.
No, but let me look. Okay, for those of y'all that actually watched it, how did y'all feel about, was it Regina Hall that was
Regina,
the host?
Is it Regina Hall?
Is it Regina? Is it Regina?
I think she's one of the Reginas.
In Canada, yeah. They say Regina.
They all beautiful.
In Canada, they say Regina. I'm not even shitting you. Like, if your name's Regina, they pronounce it Regina. I'm just giving y'all facts.
More like
Regina.
Regina did a really good job.
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely Regina Hall.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Regina Hall did a great job. She's beautiful per usual.
That's my bold statement.
And she represented. My favorite host of the BET Awards was Monique, and ain't nobody fucking with her.
See,
I would like to see it.
No,
the Beyonce.
I'm gonna throw it back. I'm gonna throw it back to the year Jada Pinkett did it, and Will Smith came on that stage and mimicked the Beyonce or Destiny Child move.
They did a good job. But ain't nobody fucking with Monique, dog. She had the big girls on stage. They killed the whole thing. They was probably
there was another girl on stage that was playing the flute. She played a flute.
Lizzo.
Yeah. Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Look, she had a whole leotard on throwing ass and playing the flute.
You don't know Truth Hurts? You don't know that song?
I never heard it until I saw the show.
Really? That's like a big song with the women right now. The ladies love that song right now.
This big girl with this diaper on.
That's crazy. Yeah, I play that shit. I drop that shit at the bar, and girls love it. They go crazy for that song.
She did a really good job as well. Everybody performed really well, I feel.
Okay. Yeah. Well, apparently ratings were down, but that's like, apparently it's something that's trending. Nicki Minaj saw it as an opportunity to throw some shots at BET, because I guess they have kind of an ongoing beef going right now.
Definitely.
I wish she would just like kind of. She makes good music, man. Like, she just dropped a track that was like an afro,
Megatron.
She ain't the top dog, though.
It was a remake.
I like the taste, though, man. I wish more, I wish Meg Thee Stallion would try some shit like that.
Hey, can I?
Because she's dope, subject? But if she went, like, a little bit on that side.
Hey, ladies, please. Who's the best female hip-hop artist? Go.
Right
opinion.
Now?
Opinion. And you could do opinion. Like,
I mean, Meg Thee Stallion got it right now.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion, right?
Meg
Texas,
Thee Stallion.
Baby.
Yeah.
That got it,
bro. Texas, baby.
Hands down. I'm sorry, but I'm not a fan of City Girls.
Right,
man, now look. Now.
They're over.
Good as a pair, not as a part.
She's, that's her, is very vocal about City Girls' lyrical limitations.
Shout out Cardi B, too.
You know what I'm saying? Cardi B.
Shout out Meg Thee Stallion, though.
Yeah. Yo, I was watching Cardi B's live yesterday, and she was like, never mind.
What?
I know Cardi B be like, she be everywhere. So she was like, she was like, you know, when you get older and all, you think about all the older ladies that tell you you don't know how to wipe your ass because you're too young. She was like, well, I wipe my ass. How you got to wipe your ass? You got to stick your whole finger in your butt.
Hell no.
Yes, what? She was like, look, she was like, I stabbed my ass the other day and I called my husband. And I was like, baby, it hurt. Yes, I told y'all I was going to wait, but y'all made me tell y'all.
That's incredible.
Like,
I'm not even sure.
That was a fat pause for a reason.
No.
Damn, man.
That's what Cardi B said. I told y'all.
Okay, we're going to go with a shout out Meg Thee Stallion now.
I did not know where you were going with that. I'm going to be honest with
too.
You. That's not the direction I thought it was going. It's
that
fine, though. It's fine.
That should have stopped me.
Sometimes you got to see what happens.
Cardi B is off the wall.
We're about to see what happens right now, man, with some music from our in-studio guest, my man Peej Capish, representing D-Town. You know how to D-Town boogie, bro?
I ain't from Dallas, but I D-Town boogie. Of course. Come on now.
Okay, good.
I ain't going to break my legs or work my shoulders right now,
say,
but I'm
chilling.
You
got to dance, dude.
You don't even answer when somebody asks you that. You just start doing the dance automatically, bro.
I know.
This first joint is from my man Peej Capish, and it's called Posted here on the Heat Check. Be right back.
Hey. Yeah, check. I be posted faded in the cut. Homies rolling up. Got tequila filled up in my cup. Yeah, you know what's up. Out here trying to get it on my own. Bitch, I'm feeling grown. I've been trying to get it for a steal. Get it for the low. I know that it don't come easy. I know damn well I ain't living for no freebies. Hit the gas, smash, and I go. Another day, another dollar, that's for sure. Hey, car hard is all across my chest. Yeah, got the smoke up in the bag, back was full of sass. Air Max 95s with the red. Hey, shoe game proper, I don't need no stylist. I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it. Y'all can keep it. I don't need it, I don't need it, I don't need it. Y'all can keep it down. Yeah, I be posted faded in the cut. Now I'm rolling up, pour some more liquor in my cup. Let's get fucked up. Only way I'm going now is up. Hey, top flow, headed penthouse living is a must. Hey, fuck with me and we gon' get this dope. Hey, I'm headed for the commas, I'm not headed for these hoes. I found my lane, call them, yeah, my road. Concentration, I'll be in my zone. Keep it moving like the freeway. Gas never wrong, E. Full force like the speedway. Call me NASCAR P. Bad habits, my logo. Hit a portals in no hoes. Remember when I had no hoes? Now they wanna take photos. I be posted faded in the cut. Ayy, I done seen your shorty with that big old booty butt. Ayy, that's your main squeeze, but she a slut. Ayy, boss moves only, bitch. I feel like King Tut. Ayy, fuck with me and we gon' get this dope. Hey, I'm headed for the commas, I'm not headed for these hoes. I found my lane, call them, yeah, my road. Hey, you can't break the concentration, I'll be in my zone. Hey.
Heat Check Radio, that right there was my man, in-studio guest, and in his, you know, in his spare time, just all around good looking guy, Peach Capiche.
What a do, baby?
This dude.
Anytime I can do that, I'm gonna do it straight up.
It fits so perfectly in any situation, honestly.
I think I just want to roll up weed like Kawhi did right there. No one knows he was doing it, but he was doing it.
He was. Hey, man. He was celebrating. We'll say that he was celebrating. All right.
Okay.
They're always listening. Yeah, that right there was my man Peach Capiche with Posted. Very,
Posted,
very,
baby.
Very
Shout
wavy.
Out Scoop
joint.
Jackson.
Yeah, produced by Scoop Jackson.
Yeah, Austin native.
Somebody who's also been featured, man. Shout out to Scoop. Yeah. Crazy with the production, always.
He's
always
amazing.
Crazy. Dude, I like that joint right there. I'm going to go ahead and actually rate it first, man. That's a 5 for me, too, man. I'm going 5s on the first 2 songs of the night. Oh, shit. Who am I? What's happening? Guys,
yeah.
I'm out. I'm dropping the mic. I'm gone. I'm going home. Fives for the first 2, man. 5 for you, my man. I like that joint. The fact that Scoop produced it is just the cherry on top because I fuck with Scoop very heavy.
Scoop Jackson,
and
baby.
That shit was just all around wavy, bro. You caught the flow very well, man. It was just a very,
thank you.
It was a vibe, man. It was a vibe for sure. So it's
thank
a 5
you.
For me. ATX Honey B.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna hop on that bandwagon. I give it a 5.2. It's not gonna lie. It's a chill kind of night. Tonight, I'm digging the music, so yeah, like I'm really feeling the vibes that we got going in the studio. Like I said, I give it a 5.
I think we got some death metal coming up later, so
yeah, I'm like, is Sachi about to be screaming?
Yeah, that boy.
I can't take it. I already got a headache. No, just
get some like, get some crazy AFI vibes up in here. Okay. Yep, that's her.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 5 as well. I like that song. I was over here like,
damn, y'all so nice. You don't gotta lie to me, but damn.
Damn, bro. I think you just.
You lying.
P just.
I give myself
in.
A 0.
Don't do that, man.
All right, I'm gonna give myself a 6. Hell no. Nah. But I it's a
rebel,
cool
man.
Song. It's a vibe. You know, you feel it during the summertime. You put it on your car, you're gonna feel it. It ain't a club smasher, but. You
poolside.
Know.
I can listen to that poolside
yeah.
all day.
Yeah, you get a pedicure, go fucking play that shit.
Dude, for sure.
I don't care, whatever you do.
I need one. I'm my
you
toes.
Need a back massage, go
terrible.
Play that shit. You'll be posted up.
I got fucking
straight
pterodactyl
up.
Feet, man. I can't do all that. I am, oh, they got good
they got
Manny Petty spots?
Out there in Cleveland.
They got a Manny spot.
Really? There it is. I should just, when I get rich enough, I'm going to open just like a chain of Manny manicure pedicure spas. I haven't figured out the name yet. Or I have it and I just don't want y'all to steal it.
Manny Mo.
It's got to be more clever than that, guys. That's too easy.
Your name says it all. Manny Mo.
It's too easy.
It's not just a manicure.
Manny?
It's a pedicure.
Manny's Petties.
And a happy ending.
Boom. Trademark that shit. Sachi.
Manny Mo.
Write that down, Sachi.
Manny and Mo.
Happy ending.
Write it down, bro.
Y'all are funny.
Oh, my God.
Manny
Amazing.
Manny Mo sounds like some good-ass barbecue, though.
Manny Mo.
Yo, I got a lot of franchise opportunities behind this name. All right, guys. Just
look,
it's all
open
the
up
works.
That barbecue joint.
Hey, can I be honest with you real quick?
What's up, bro?
You don't sound how you look.
Wait, for real?
I think you sound different than you look.
That's...
I've been wanting to tell you this since
real
the jump.
Shit?
Really?
No, seriously. Right? The second time I was here, you know my mom, when we took a picture and posted it, you know my mom thought you were black?
For real?
No, I'm dead ass.
Oh, I think I literally, when
amazing.
I heard this radio station, I thought he was black too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Real shit.
That's great. I mean,
I'm
look,
a white guy.
You got a brother voice.
Look, black people are the coolest people on the planet. Right, let's be
hey.
Let's
we're going to be correct with this, yes, agreed.
So,
1,000%.
I'm not offended in the slightest bit. I mean, I grew up.
I swear to God.
I grew up
there's no
in fairly rough spots. So like, there's a couple rougher spots where we grew up at. Also in D.C., it wasn't exactly, kind of the easiest spots in Maryland either, kind of Gaithersburg
City,
and Germantown, man. A couple of little dicier spots, man. But I don't know, man. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I just had to throw that curveball at you. I'm sorry. Because I was waiting for this. I could have said it early before the show started, but
just,
why would I do that then?
Just blew my whole mind
I mean,
right
like,
now.
I just – you. It's a beautiful thing, though.
I don't know how to continue this.
I
right
just
now.
Don't think it matches, but now I know, and now it's real. It's true.
Sweet, man. Good to know.
Check out Manny Mo, DJing good. Around your city.
That's good to know for future reference, man. You don't hear me on the mic a lot, bro, so for sure. Man, but this is not about me, Peach. This is about you. You are our featured guest today, bro.
You scared the shit out of me.
I'm
just kidding.
See, I had to throw a curveball at you, bro. I had to throw it back at you.
Hey, it is about me, right?
Bro. So you're from Dallas.
Yes.
That's what's up, man. So what's it like?
I'm from the suburbs of Dallas. I'm not going to say I'm from Dallas because I don't want everyone to think I'm a cap star. I'm not a cap star. I'm from Allen, Texas, north of Dallas, 25 miles north of Dallas.
My dad stays up there.
Yeah, it's a good place to stay. It's safe, it's cool, it's good. We all good, but that's where I'm from. I lived in Austin for 5 years. I understand the culture down here. I love it down here. That's why I keep coming back down. I come back down anytime I can, but that's just where I'm from.
That's what's up, man. What's your favorite part of the music-making process?
So I'd have to probably say the beat, because the beat is what gives you the inspiration to do what you do on the beat. So I write to beats. I don't make beats as much as I have made beats before. I'm not going to say I'm good at making beats or anything. I've made beats, but they ain't shit. But when I hear a beat that I like and I feel inspired right away where I'm starting to write, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever come across ever.
Just fits, you know what I'm saying? You already kind of
like,
have
I,
the
I
words
can,
to it.
I can give you an example. Like Hentai, shout out my boy Rodness, one of my producers. He played that beat for me, and he was making the beat as I was going. I heard it. I go, oh, my God, I'm about to do my thing on this.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost like bam, the beat is made and the words are already written to it.
Bro, I had 20 bars in like 30 seconds. I don't even know what it was, a minute. I literally started going. I was like, I couldn't stop. And, like, when I have that feeling, that's when I'm That's the best feeling I've ever felt in my life.
That's a good feeling to have, man. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Are you working on any new projects or dropping anything soon?
I got a new single I'm working on called On This Side. It's going to be coming out soon, probably next month, maybe a couple weeks. Just give me a couple weeks. Let my engineer do his thing. But I got – shout out to Scoop Jackson again. He's got 5 of my songs.
Scoop.
Produced by Magoni. So Magoni got the juice. Shout out my boy Jaron Randolph too. I got 5 songs on that thing. This is going to be an EP I'm coming out with probably next month or August. I'm trying to make it sure it's the summertime.
Okay.
Just to see how that goes. But for now, let's just keep it at that. But I got music in the vault.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Very dope. And what was this, that last track was posted off of a certain project?
No, single.
Single?
Okay. Yep.
Cool, man. Just dropping a little something for the summer. Right?
Me and Scoop did it. He made the beat. I recorded it, sent it back to him. He did post-production, little edits, put a little sound effects on the thing, made it sound all good. That was it. I said, I got to put it out. He goes, I'm about it, and we put it out.
Already, man. And with that being said, man, somebody else who's been putting stuff out consistently, my man KCJ is up next on the Heat Check. This joint right here is called Ghost, available on Apple Music right now. For show. Go check that out. But first, listen to it with us. DJ up there, sir.
These niggas can't play like this. These niggas can't play like that. These niggas can't ball like this. These niggas can't ball like that. No money on my card. Now my card is black. Going to paint so hard. Young nigga feeling like Shaq. These niggas can't play like this. These niggas can't play like that. These niggas can't ball like this. These niggas can't ball like that. No hoes in my phone. They girls is all on my stack. Going to paint so hard. Young niggas just like Shaq. Blessing my old hoes. They tryna gas me like Tessica. Yeah, I keep me a bankroll. Now they say I'm a pretty hoe. Now they say I'm a bad bitch. They wanna ring like Saturn. Ay. They just part of my pattern. Ay. These niggas tryna copy my pattern. Ay. Had to call my old bros. Ay. We don't apply by the same pros. Ay. They didn't wanna build like Lego. Ay. But now they wanna let go. Ay. I think I deserve my ego. Ay. I don't think I'm cocky enough. Ay. But these hoes wanna club. Ay. Being so humble, so tough. Bitch, I deserve the flat, ayy. I'm about to fuck up a check, ayy. I'm about to fuck on a chick, ayy. But that check won't be split, ayy. Yeah, I'm rocking a broke boy, ayy. But a nigga ain't no broke boy, ayy. Can't be around these fuck boys, ayy. But these hoes wanna fuck a boy, ayy. I might eat on my grill, yeah. Yeah, I'm cooking that cat, yeah. Yeah, I might fuck it real good, ayy. Then I'll never go back, ayy. Yeah, I'm a go fan. Ay, y'all need to cop me a coupe, ay. These hoes saw the ghost, ay. Now they want me my boo, ay. Yeah. These niggas can't play like this. These niggas can't play like that. These niggas can't ball like this. These niggas can't ball like that. No money on my card. Now my card is black. Going to paint so hard. Young nigga feeling like Shaq. These niggas can't play like this. These niggas can't play like that. These niggas can't ball like this. These niggas can't ball like that. No hoes in my phone. They girls is all on my stack. Going to paint so hard. Young niggas just like Shaq. I just bought a Phantom to go slow. I just bought a Phantom to take my mind off you. I just bought a Phantom to go ghost on you. Ay, I just bought a Phantom, get my mind off you. I just bought a Phantom to go ghost on you. Hey, I just bought a Phantom, get my mind off you. Hey, hey. I'm moving fast, moving strong. Moving fast, moving strong. Moving fast, moving strong. Hey, she used to this, now she know every song. Hey, she used to this, now she know every song. I just bought a Phantom to go ghost on you. I just bought a Phantom to get my mind off you. Skirt, skirt. These niggas can't play like this. These niggas can't play like that. These niggas can't ball like this. These niggas can't ball like that. No money on my card. Now my card is black. Going to paint so hard. Young nigga feeling like Shaq.
And we're back with the heat check, y'all. That was KCJ. With Ghost. I'm actually gonna go ahead and give that a rating first. I was feeling it. I thought the lyrics were dope, but the overall creativity of the song, probably gotta give it a 3.
Okay.
It was definitely, like I said, it was definitely dope, but it wasn't one of my favorites that I've heard so far.
Okay.
For the night. Yeah, I gotta give it a 3.
Okay, solid 3. Who you throwing it to next?
PG baby.
He wants it. He wants it.
How you feeling?
I'm gonna agree. I think a production at 4 for sure. Vocal mixing at 3 though, because I feel like he is a dope ass artist. Like that guy was dope. I feel like, but a lot of times that's what happens, right? Is that you can be the dopest artist ever, but the mixing is a thing that can kind of hold you back. I'm not gonna say hold you back because it wasn't that bad of mixing. Because the end, I heard a little bit of it, and I was like, that mixing's pretty good on that part. But like certain part of the verse, I was like, man, it could have had a little bit more. But I think I'll give it 3.5, just a happy medium. 3 on the recording process, 4 on the beat, so like a 3.5 to me, okay. Personally.
Yep, that's her.
I ain't like that song. It just, it's like all the other rap these days.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little too, like, it's just.
A little too run of the mill for you.
Yeah, like, I didn't like it. I'll give them a 2, though, for effort.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with a 3 for this one. Definitely like some of the lyrics that were happening. He called himself a bad bitch, which was hilarious.
That was funny as hell.
Unexpected
though.
And hilarious, and also like okay, that was kind of tight. Like some Young Thug shit to pull. Cool.
Who calls himself a bad bitch?
I fuck with KCJ, man. There was like a line in there. I was like, I deserve to be cocky or something like that. I like that. I like that a lot. But also, not at all. But also, to get back to kind of PJ's point with that, the vocals, it just sounds like it sounds like vocals and music. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to the vocals being a part of the music. Yeah. So like, I think if it were like something with the vocals there, I don't know what it is, man. But it just sounds like it's sitting up there a little too high, you know?
A little more verb.
Yeah, but I fuck with the overall creativity of it, man. And I'm always glad to see KCJ, you know, moving and continuing to push things out.
Do
there,
your thing, man. Dog. For real, though. Keep going. I ain't gonna stop. You're just gonna be rating shit, dog. You. Keep going.
Oh, no, let me be clear. Our opinions mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah, at all.
I know.
We talk a lot of shit here.
You know what I mean? As a creative, bro. As a creative, bro. I'm going to be like, yo, right.
All up in my DMs saying, yo, what was that for?
Look, it's not like everybody else gave you 3. And I gave you 2. I'm a totally different person. Just saying, don't come in for me.
Don't come for Yup That's
that
Her.
Right on my story. Go ahead, they want to try me.
Don't come for Yup That's Her unless she sends for you. Is the main takeaway for the night. If you want to be featured, and possibly roasted by Yup That's Her, WBM Pro Radio.
That was cold.
Hit the submit button on our website.
Real. Like,
send your
real.
Best shit.
Nah, be real.
No, WBMProRadio.com.
That's how you go ahead and submit your music. Make sure to hit that submit button. That's how you can put all your information in there so we can get in contact with you, get your music featured, get you airplay. We are fully BMI ASCAP certified, so all these spins are paid. And also, we can reach out to you and have your information, man, if we ever have any upcoming shows, because we do showcases. We do showcases, though. We do showcases, don't we, Honeybee?
We do.
I need to be on
South by Southwest Showcase, Summer Jam.
Yep, and more to come, absolutely, most man. Definitely. So make sure to stay in the loop with us so we can keep pushing things and keep the local bond nice and strong. Or even if you're from out of town, because I have people reach out to me from out of the city that are trying to link up and you know, work when they come into the city. So if you got something you're bringing to the table, man, let us know for sure. All right, man, let's jump into some more music. We're about to run out of time, but are you guys something to say?
I'm not from here. I'm not from here. I'm a good example for that.
He's from Dallas. My man.
Where are you from? You from Houston?
Hey,
you
man.
From Killeen? You from San Antonio?
You from the UK?
You from UK? You from Portland? You from Missouri? I'm just going to say random shit now.
Missouri.
It don't matter.
Missouri.
It's an independent radio station, baby. They play what they want to play.
Whatever side of the Mississippi you're on. Just send your shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, we get stuff from the UK.
We get stuff from everywhere, man. Shout out to my man, Peach
Capiche. You're beautiful.
Like you said, you're from Dallas. I do appreciate you making a drive out to be here with us today, man. And
I had to, though.
Yeah, rock out.
Overdue. Oh, absolutely. Shit, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
pay
man.
My respect.
And I'm psyched to hear some more from you, man. But right now, we got something from our intern, Sachi, man. We got some new Sachi.
Sachi.
Sachi was
Are
like.
Are you excited for this?
Sachi. He's turning red.
Boy, ugly as hell, huh?
He was like, can I send you the Screamo track this week? I was like, yeah, dude. Do what you got to do, bro. So this is Sachi.
For the occasion. All right, let's
get it. Sachi, what is this? Can somebody give Sachi a mic? Just, I want him to intro his own joy. What is this song called, Sachi?
Sachi.
That was my best.
Hey, Sachi.
There it is.
This song.
Perfect.
I do that every time I get on the mic, but this song's called Reason. It's just, I want to make like a thrash track, like stuff just to straight up mosh to you, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I come from, like hardcore show roots, like Philadelphia, Delaware, shit like that.
Somewhere you could just catch a swift elbow to the face.
And I have, dude. I have gotten a black eye from one, and I was like, ow, that hurt. And I was like, oh, there's blood. Oh. I was like,
rock
trying to
nah,
that,
they
guess.
Got too rough.
But
rock
also
on?
Mixing
in there
with,
fighting.
Nah, it's like when you get in the pit, you know what you're bargaining for when you get in there.
Ain't no waivers for the pit.
Yeah,
DJ, so. Yep, that's her. Show us what that reason's looking like. We about to be back real quick on the Heat Check.
Never in my life have I ever went to silent while I've been through. Ay. Never in my life have I ever went and looked at what I went through. Cause I'm dead inside. Bitch, you rotten in the bad way, I just stay inside. Living life up in the left lane, bitch, just move aside. Take my life when I wanna, I'm not scared to die. I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, ayo. I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, wait, whoa. I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, ayo. I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared, wait, whoa. Take a life, yeah, make it twice. Take a couple hundred, if it makes it right. Is the only way, but for people like us, best to use this way.
Never in my life have I ever went to study what I've been through. Hey, yeah, hey. Never in my life have I ever went and looked at what I went through. Yeah, hey, hey. Can't remember shit, live my life written down with a pencil. Hey, hey. Every single day trying to figure out what's up inside my mental. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hit in the head, I'm done. Fuck my life, I'm just. Until I'm done, fuck this game, I guess I won. This ain't poppy shit, this ain't 2001. Bitch, you flexing guns, put it to my head for fun. Look inside me, tell me if you really see me. Fuck the rap, it's the only way the people need me. Live shit, mosh pit, that's the shit I'm needing. Fuck it all, got it masked behind the fucking reason. Did it once, now I'm back, everybody leaving. Had it come and gave it back, so let's call it even. Getting high, drink so much, can't even believe it. I should stop, and I try, but this shit the reason.
And you know, and you know.
That jam you just thrashed to right there was our own intern Sachi.
Sachi.
AKA Big Baby Sach.
What
my
do.
Mans. That drum right there was called Reason, man. And had everybody in here throwing some bows. Throwing some bows, man. Oh, you calling it. You're just like,
yeah,
I want to go.
I call shots, baby.
All right, peace. Go for it, man. You want to go first, bro? You got it, man.
I
what
give
you
him
think
a
of
five
that drum?
But fuck him for. Nah, hey, friendship. We were talking about the vibes all day. Like, we love the vibes and shit. He just turned the whole switch over. But, dude, I will go if, come on, you can't tell me if you were, like, high energy in a mosh pit, you ain't gonna go hard with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a boy. That boy goes hard. Yeah. Like, he knows what he's doing.
That was,
and
that
he
was.
Might not be doing that shit for longer, but you know that shit goes hard.
I like
Sachi. It's Sachi.
I love that hardcore Sachi energy, man. I love it. I can't get enough of that because he's such. If you meet him in person, he's a very
so chill.
Very chill person. So like, it's almost like a whole other side of him comes
Who
out
is
on
that
those
boy?
On those tracks like that. Yeah, for real. It's crazy. A whole other side.
Need
some milk. I'm gonna go with the four, man. Yeah, I like nice. It a lot, bro. I like it a lot. Keep doing the damn thing. I could definitely hear myself. See myself. I've never been in a mosh pit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to mosh that shit, but I could probably like work out to it or something. But I like it.
Yeah, work
I
out
like it.
Show.
I like it a lot, man. Yup, that's her. What you think?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a four as well, Sachi. I liked it a lot.
I'll take it.
You know, I'm like, I don't know about the mosh thing. Cause I'm, you know what I'm saying? You hit me, I hit you back.
That's what I'm saying.
She be ready to
it's
fight.
It's a whole different audience. It's
I
a whole different audience.
A long
audience.
Time ago. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was different for sure. And like a different side of you. Wow. I want to see you record that. Can you like re-record that and let us see you in action?
Go
like,
IG live.
The hair down.
You see, yo. Yeah, like, he can tell. Yo, I will literally hit myself to get myself pumped up to record stuff like that.
Look,
it's a whole move.
I don't want to gloss over the fact right now that he's wearing black Air Force Ones, all right? So that tells you everything you need to know about this individual.
He got ready for this. Yeah, he got ready for this.
You a trifling-ass motherfucker. You going to take someone's bitch, and then you're going to cheat on your bitch. So,
bro.
I wish.
Sachi looks like he used to play the knockout game or some shit with those shoes on. ATX Honey B, what you thinking? That was rude of me. I shouldn't have just thrown it to you after that.
Dog, these comments. I can't even look at y'all right now. I have to give my fucking rating. I hate shit.
That's great.
Look, I give it a 4 as well. It was different.
We got to get her inhaler.
I gotta give it a 4, though. I mean, I don't know if I could join a mosh pit, you know. I don't know yet. We gotta see. You know, light skins bruise easily. So,
yo,
hey, you're telling me
that part. Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, shit, but no, I was definitely feeling it. It was a different vibe than what we were, you know, from the songs we heard earlier. So a 4 for me, for sure.
Hell yeah, yeah. I just got sick of other like just normal, quote unquote normal like popular types of rap. I was like, I just want to do something that's my own, you know. So I started doing stuff like that, but
something you could really just say "F you, Dad" with, right? Yeah. I'm just adding out that
not
one.
Not necessarily.
I love it. We love you, sir.
He's listening right now.
Hey, shout out to the parents who feed their kids friends. Y'all are the real MVPs. Yes. Let's be honest right now.
I know that's right.
Let me mic the boy PJ.
Yeah, get Peach back over there because this is not about you, Sachi.
I already voted though. I'm good. That boy Cole.
Hey man, it's good stuff. That's good stuff.
I love
right
him
there.
Though. He's
I like
my
it.
Friend.
Again, man, if you want to submit and be featured like my man Sachi, WBMProRadio.com. That is
Sachi's
the move.
A zero, baby.
That
vote for him.
The wave, baby. We did not give him negative flame emojis, like I said we would. Our next joint is from our in studio guest, my man Peach Capiche.
I'm
another
back.
One. Another
Holy
one.
Holy shit.
Another one. This joint right here is called. You got it. Hey, it's your show, boss. You got it?
No, God, I just wanted to do that to you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Jarvis Landry.
I just bless him. Okay. It's just called Jarvis Landry, bless him. Because if you ever watch Hard Knocks, it's a HBO series for football, preseason football. He would be working people out. Like, this motherfucker's cold as shit, right? He'd be working people out. He's a wide receiver, so he goes up against the corner, and he goes, shake, 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 route run. Catches the ball, and he goes, oh, I just had to bless him. Mm. So what did I have to do?
Just had to bless him.
I just had to bless him, so play that shit for
Break
me.
Break him off one time, baby.
Taylor.
Bless him. Hey, Jarvis Landry. I just bless him. You oversee me. Can't second guess him. You can try me, but you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, go and test him. Jarvis Landry, I just bless him. You oversee me, can't second guess him. You can try me, but you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, go and test him. Yeah. I'm gon' check him, I'm gon' wreck him. Man, I do it so well with no effort, had to bless him. Y'all learn your lesson. To never test him. Better luck next time, gone in the flesh is like a Tesla. Round, round, Texas, ayy. We out in Dallas, ayy. Yeah, we hit the Dougie still. And hit the wall like, ayy. Say sippin' on champagne. And I'm with the gang. Lighting up the whole pad. It's fly right to the brain. Jarvis Landry. I just bless him. You oversee me. Can't second guess him. You can try me. But you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, go and test him. Jarvis Landry, I just bless him. You oversee me, can't second guess him. You can try me, but you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, go and test him.
Hey, yeah, I remember selling weed to the college.
father's kiss, I was on the campus. Now I'm doing bigger things, I got bigger needs, dreams gotta catch them. Really got me reminiscing how I used to do them niggas, real athlete. Ran a route and I was dunking on you, fuck it, you could catch us at the track meets. Bad hoe, her name Ashley. All these questions that she asked me, still on that shit from last week. Harassing me about some mad beef. Either way, I still ball on you, niggas never take for granted blessings. Crabtree, I got the fast feet, and I'm a drag cleats, I'm a flesh.
I just bless you. You oversee me. Can't second guess me. You can try me, but you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, going test me. Jarvis Landry. I just bless you. You oversee me. Can't second guess me. You can try me, but you can't catch me. I'm a man of many talents, going test me.
Heat Check Radio, that right there was my man Peach Capiche.
It's Peachy, baby.
That there go that man. There go that man right there.
I'm not voting first, though, this song.
This song was called Jarvis Landry.
Are you going to do it on camera, though? Are you going to do it for real, though? Hey, tell him how you feel, though. Hey, you going first now. You just put yourself on blast like that.
Over here just wilding. Hey, yep, that's her. You are eager to rate this song. Though?
Was real good. I'm gonna give him a 5.
Yeah, hey, amen, baby.
I
just bless him.
Play that for future references.
DJ Up That's Her gonna bless you with some spins on that joint.
I hope God feels that.
That's great, honey. Yeah, Bee.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. That's actually a hot joint. I'm gonna give that a 5 tonight.
2 5s.
Yeah.
Your boy Cole.
Hey, yo. I was jamming the whole time, bobbing my head. Like, that was a dope beat, and I was really feeling the lyrics. Like, real shit. Jarvis Landry? That was,
I just
that
bless
was catchy.
We're oversee me.
I think we're biased very at this catchy point, bro. Like, I like him too much, man. You want to get an apartment together or something, man?
I do have to move back down.
We should go watch a movie or something sometime.
It's like 1995.
Yeah, we obviously love Peach, man. I'm gonna give it a fucking
Aladdin. We can go see Toy Story 4.
There's so many of those old school movies out. What's up with that?
It's like literally 1995 on the Billboard.
It's insane, bro. Yeah, it was like Godzilla. What else was
Godzilla?
Chucky and shit. We talked about Chucky last week.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Shaft?
They remade Shaft.
Good, what do you think about that? Fuck, Shaft was super good.
What are you going
to
do?
Hey, like, all I'm saying, though, yes to the your question, yes.
We could do a whole episode on movies.
I don't
that's
know what you
asked,
but yes.
I gave it a 5, man. What do you rate your own song,
I'm going to give my own self a 5, baby, because everyone just feels that. Jarvis Landry, I just bless him.
It's beautiful.
That's it. That's
it's
all you have to feel.
Very catchy. I like that. Like, you should send that to the show.
I sent that to HBO. I sent that to OTAs. I sent that to Cleveland Browns. I sent that to Jarvis Landry. I sent that to OBJ. I sent that to Baker Mayfield. I sent that to motherfucking everyone on the Cleveland fucking staff. They got to get to me because they. If you want to use that and you want to see cleats dragging really slowly and when he's catching 2 feet inbounds
slow-mo
and he just caught that bitch. Jarvis Landry just caught that bitch. They just throw it to Odell Beckham Jr. I'm sorry. They didn't throw it to I'm Stephen A. Smith.
Just a clean, completed pass in slow motion to Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry, touchdown, 2 feet in, Super Bowl champions.
I'm going to say it, NFL, you're fucking blowing it. All right.
I just love that. I love that man, and that man deserves to love me. So he better hear my motherfucking song. Right, Jarvis Landry, I bless you, so bless me back.
That's incredible.
Mic drop.
Oh, God damn it. That's so great.
That's a
right
fan.
All right, man. So we're going to – I want to get to know a little bit more about Peach before we get up out of here. We're going to do a little Hot or Not, bro. Oh,
yeah.
You ready to get up on this hot seat? Yeah, Hot or Not, man. So just to get a little, get to
hot
know a little bit
not
more about you, we're
what
just
going
to say
like
two things. No, I'm sorry. We said hot or not. That's my bad, bro. I get
hot
this
or
that.
This or that.
This or that. Look at me mixing
this
myself
or that
up here.
Hot or not.
This or that.
Shit, right?
We're giving you two options, man. You pick
this
whichever one
that
is Peach. All right.
Well, okay.
You get it.
This is means is me, right?
No, that man, you don't have to say this or that. I'm just gonna give you two options. You choose whichever one you want.
Hey.
You ready, baby?
Concept. Yeah. Go. Hit me.
Canes or Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
My friend already.
Y'all support that? really?
Kane's trash. Soggy chicken. Sauce thank only. You. You really want the sauce to predict the chicken?
I don't even eat that sauce.
The chicken
sauce.
Better
I get
be good before
mustard.
The sauce, bro. If you have to dip the chicken, it's like steak, bro. You got to dip your steak in A1 sauce, you're already tripping, bro. Sorry.
But that
done.
Sauce is pretty damn done. Good, though.
No, Kane's ain't better than Chick-fil-A.
Innie or an outie?
Innie or outie?
I'm not giving you an explanation, man. You got to just pick.
Innie, bro. Outie means like she a pregnant woman.
That's gross, man. I don't know.
Damn.
That's any, weird, bro.
Like any belly button? That's what I'm
weird,
thinking.
Bro.
Any what? Any vagina? Like, it better be any.
Moving on. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Cardi B, baby. Fuck with Nicki Minaj, baby.
Actually, I'm in that camp too, man. I mean, I don't hate Nicki, but I'm also
I don't hate her either.
Team Cardi.
Hey, God
not
bless her.
09,
Young Money, 09, 2010, 2011. I fuck with Nicki Minaj. But once you start going Barbie on my bitch ass, hell no. Cardi B took over. She made me feel a whole lot of more electric than her. But shout out Meg Thee Stallion. Shout out Tay Money too.
Chill night.
Chick rappers.
Chill night or turn up.
What do you think? Answer for me.
I'm not gonna answer that question for you.
Turn up.
All right, cool. I mean, I was thinking that to be honest, but
yeah,
I wasn't sure.
Turn up on these bitches.
I wasn't sure, man. Weed or alcohol?
Got both.
Solid answer.
Can I do that?
Solid
can
answer.
Can I do that?
Big booties or big brains?
Big booties or big brains? What do you mean, though?
I thought it was about to be big booties or big titties.
Listen,
I mean.
Big titties
or
two.
Are you talking about really big easy. Booties or big
that,
brains? All
right, you know you guys want to switch the question?
Okay, big booties.
We can switch it.
Big booties, always going
to win. No, honestly, the only reason I want to switch now, I need to know what Bree thinks.
Hey, no,
look, all I'm saying is we can't say big booties or big brain. I got a big brain, but I got a little booty, okay? Little booties matter, damn it.
Okay. That sounded personal.
I respect you. I respect you, but I'm going to go.
A little personal.
I think this is my question, right? No. No, I was kidding. But big booties, because she could be dumb as hell, but have the fattest ass.
That's...
And I don't have to worry about it the next day.
That's shallow, but I respect the honesty.
Sorry, that was a disrespect to women.
And that was the reason why we need to change it.
Hey, listen,
hey, but I'm not here for a relationship. You girls already know that, though. Hey.
Look, this is the makeup break.
Yeah. You want to give it to him?
Oh, you want to? You already know it?
Y'all ready?
Damn.
Biggie or Pac? Look.
Hey,
this is going to determine our friendship right here.
This is going to hurt because you're going to... I know you're a pot girl. She bit her lip. I'm going to go with Biggie because of vibes.
Fuck you, bitch. In the
No, hey. Right. I think pot... Hey, I think... Hey,
that's her head it loaded up.
Don't get me wrong, though. Pac's a better lyricist, in my opinion. But Biggie has a whole nother swagger to him that I don't think Pac could ever acquire.
Overall,
bro, fat
a
guy
li-
got
a,
Faith Hill.
As a
Faith
lyricist,
Hill.
As a lyricist,
Faith
I support Tupac.
Who is Faith Hill?
Faith Evans.
Faith Hill is a
Faith Evans.
Singer.
My bad. I'm sorry. That's a country
Faith
artist.
Hill
I'm sorry.
Country.
I'm leading this bitch, Faith Evans. I'm sorry.
It was all a dream. I used to read Run Up magazines. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Hey, y'all already know.
Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
I let my tape rock.
My bad.
To my
I said Faith Hill because my mama loves Faith Hill. That's my bad as a country artist. But Faith Evans is what I was talking about. I apologize.
I didn't mean to pit two bad bitches against each other. Shout out to Casey J.
I'm a bad bitch too, right? Like that all guy right, said in that one song.
we won't keep this thing rocking right now. This next one is from a Heat Check vet. Shout out to my man Jay Vibes. This joint right here is called Speechless on the Heat Check. Let's get it.
Jay. Vibes. Shawty so wet, got me seasick. Smell too good, got to eat it. This is so pretty, got me speechless. And I can't even see shit. This is so good, got a nigga humming. She get PCP wet, she's just a drug, I can't leave her alone. Daydreaming about it, put me in the zone. And her pussy so good, I felt it needed a song. Man, I beat it so long, she said she needed a break. All you 1 minute niggas, I can't even relate. Mommy, where that Rico, can I please have a taste? You know my mama always told me to finish my plate. I promise I'ma lick it clean. Damn, it smell fresh like you, baby, Listerine. And girl, I got a ride if you tryna spit the scene. Girl, it's long and it's black, I call my dick a limousine. Call her box Tennessee, cause the way she make it tighten. I'm tryna beat it purple like a Minnesota Viking. Fuck a hot box, girl, your box is stifling. Stay on my mind, got me hard while I'm writing. She got me whipped like a slave, man.
She sat it on my face like some Ray-Bans. Cat got my tongue, I can't even much say. Damn, got me making sounds like a motherfucking caveman. Shot it so wet, got me seasick. Smell too good, not to eat it. Bitch is so pretty, got me speechless. And I can't even see shit. Bitch is so good, got a nigga humming.
It's a beautiful day, what a time to be alive. Tryna put that dick in her just to say she feel the vibe. It's safe to say that she's feeling the guy. Got her head over heels and her heels in the sky. I got it on lock, so I'll just say less. Got her screaming so loud, she cannot say yes. She threw it at me like she wants to play catch. Now she got my ego as big as her chest. She got me humming song with a melody. See it from the back, that's the letter B. See it from the side, that's the letter P. I'm just tryna put my D in her letter V. We make beautiful words, then our words make stories. Pussy so good, I can't talk right, so I'ma let my dick speak for me. Shot it so wet, got me seasick. Smell too good, got to eat it. Pussy so pretty, got me speechless. And I can't even see shit. Pussy so good, got a nigga humming.
Check Radio, that right there was J Vibes with Speechless here on the Heat Check. Shout out to J Vibes, obviously featured on Heat Check prior as well. Shout out to my mans. We're going to go ahead and rate that joint as we do with everybody else. For me, it's a 4, heavy ZZ Vibes. I caught myself doing a little Kodak shimmy to that joint. Anything island to me right now, I'm just feeling it, man. Even if, you know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling it, the island vibes right now. It's summertime. It's that kind of deal, you know. That's something I can see myself actually maybe even dropping at the bar or the club, too. So, you know, possible club vibes right there. Shout out to my man, J Vibes. Yep, that's her.
I like the song. It was really good. I'm going to give him a 4. Speechless.
Okay. She should have dropped the mic. Wait, but what? Don't drop the mic because they're expensive.
You're speechless?
I'm sorry. My cover messed up over here while y'all sitting there dropping the mic.
You got to play through the pain.
No, I got to give it a 4 as well. I was jigging over here a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I was feeling that joint.
All right, Heat Check is feeling the J vibes right now. Peach, what you thinking?
I'm gonna give it a 4 too. I was feeling that, really. I fuck with the beat hard. I was peeing and I felt that shit. So if I got to wiggle when I got to pee without, like at the end, you know, like shake it off, like you doing something right.
That is an interesting way to listen to music. I
you want the
you.
Real facts, damn.
Hey, man.
I lie to you.
If there's one thing I appreciate from you, man,
I'll tell you
it's
garbage
your honesty,
it
man. Love the honesty, bro. Thank you so much for coming through today. Appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, appreciate you having it. Me. Y'all yeah. are so nice.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Is there anything you got upcoming or any upcoming shows? Anything you want to we'll let these
no,
people know about before we get out of here?
Shows? No, not really. I ain't got no shows in Dallas or nothing like that. I'm going to have a show coming down here soon, but that's TBA, is that how you say it, right?
TBA,
to
TBD,
be announced,
whatever.
Right? TBD, to be determined, either or. No, not right now. I'm just working on the recording process of everything. I got a single coming out in the next few weeks. Got a 5-song EP coming in the next month or so, and then I'm going to continue to work from there. That's all I'm going to say, though, because I don't want to say I'm working on a bunch of shit and all that shit, and then it comes out later, but... yeah, no, I'm working, though. We working.
There it is,
sure.
man. It's all about working at your own pace, man. Well, definitely excited to hear more from you, man. Where can these good people find you and your music?
At Peej Capiche on everything, right? P-E-E-J-C-A-P-E-E-S-H. Pretty easy.
No dollar signs
good.
Or anything? Don't
no,
put fucking
no,
dollar
no, no,
signs
no, no.
in your names, guys.
I don't got,
Stop
I
it.
Except
Spitta. Stop
Shout
the
out Spitta. Currency, the hot Spitta can do that shit because
he
currency.
He deserves it, but everybody else just stop. Just fucking stop.
No one else. No, don't put no money sign in your
fucking
shit.
Fucking on my Serato, dog.
Yeah. Peej Capiche. P-E-E-J-C-A-P-E-E-S-H. That's me.
Already,
you find me
man.
On everything, Instagram, all that bullshit, everything, Twitter, whatever. I got shit coming out. Just stay tuned, be patient, because it's going to be good, because I ain't going to put no bullshit out.
Once again, man, thank you so much for stopping through, man. Excited to hear some more from you, brother. ATX Honeybee.
Yo, make sure y'all check me out on Twitter and Instagram at ATX Honeybee. Well, I'm sorry, ATX Honeybee underscore on
She's
Twitter.
She's on Twitter.
I gotta,
you ain't got you a hoed?
I got what?
You a hoed?
Yeah. You couldn't get an Look, I try to report that page trying to get that name, but you know. Yeah, I was on some petty shit.
Hey, AT.
Sometimes you gotta tell him.
Give it to him again. Give it to him again.
Sometimes you gotta.
If it's on Instagram.
Yeah, make sure y'all check me out on Instagram and Twitter, ATX Honeybee.
Yay, yay. Yep, that's her.
DJ, yep, that's her. DJ, yep, underscore THTSHER.
Damn,
they always say my shit long.
Did you have
y'all.
To practice
City
saying
girl,
that?
Yes, City Girl Summer.
Bye,
I gotta ask.
I pray for an easier name.
Hot Girl Summers don't care about your IG handle.
Hot right now. The alcohol just slapped me in the face. I'm over here like, shit, don't turn up the AC.
She'll be fine. Thank you.
Long sleeves on. It's summer.
Appreciate you, love. Look.
I don't, okay. Okay, girl. Hey, you're just turning on me too hard. I'm good.
Fashion knows no temperature, Peach. Fashion knows no temperature.
Period.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, man, we are obviously reporting live out of Austin, Texas. Texas, home of the Players and Pimps. It's June 27th, y'all, so we're going to go ahead and show a little bit of love. Shout out to DJ Screw, man. We're going to play that classic June 27th freestyle joint to take y'all out on a high note. We'll catch y'all on the next heat check. As always, man, y'all be safe. Much love. Peace.
Out.
Wood, gripping, flipping, and thang. Letting these boys know 50 inches high it hang to my thigh. I ain't on it fry. It's that pollo and I'm in it more tie. More jeans, though. Bitch, I'm in my low. Switching lanes, acting bad, gripping on remote. Steady dropping tops. Hoe on the bop. I gotta see them deuce in that hole of the hop. Straight off the grind. This pound for pound, just the codeine on the main for the shine. All in with that flip, about to flip the script. Let these boys know that a chicken and got whipped. We shifted and distributed, we going through Southwest. Boys out of line, catch the slug in their chest. Boys best to chill, ball by my meal. Flip and hit the scene with a platinum up grill. Put it in the screen, sipping on his lean. Barber died through Texas, watching full screen. That's just how it goes. It's that nigga Big Pollo. Freestyle King and this bitch ain't a whole little.
If you read the book, you don't watch the next chapter. It's the Pokey Flip and that nigga named Shasta. Ballin' at the capital, know we looking good. Chunking up the deuce and we rappers in our hood.
Hey. Look, I rebels in my hood, got more wood than the lumberjack. 6'4", hopping up like it's doing jumping jacks. Flip.